I'm Stuart, child in the 80s, watcher of Saturday morning TV. Fabulous cartoons were revealed to me the day I held aloft my TV remote and said,
"By the power of podcast."
Only three others joined me on this journey. Our friends, James, Jamie, and Kane, together we discussed the crazy, delightful, but mostly crazy world of 80s and 90s cartoons. Well, yeah, but you drink a lot of whiskey normally, so drinking a lot of beer has got to be better, right? Right, let me just get that ready. Right, we are recording. All right, everybody good?
Yep.
Yeah,
okay, ready to go? Right, hold on then. I've started recording. It's by the power time. Oh, hold on a second, guys. Hold on. Would somebody please cue that bird? We can't start till the bird. I know the rules. We can't start till the bird goes, right?
What bird?
The bird at the start of every episode of Samurai Pizza Cats.
Oh, very
Samurai
well
Samurai Pizza
done.
Cats. Oh, yeah.
Very well done.
Gotta have a bird at the start, I think.
I always thought it was kill that bird.
No,
I don't know what bird you're on about.
Kane's not watched the episode.
I have no idea.
Oh,
I have
Kane.
No idea either.
I've done a best.
The very first thing that happens in the episode is the narrator goes, "Would somebody please cure that bird?" And then a bird flies across going, "Bah!" And then it goes, "Samurai pizza cats. And we're into the pizza cats.
I didn't understand the word the narrator said the all way through the episode.
No. I didn't understand a word of this episode full stop.
Well,
did you two watch the English dubbed version?
No,
or did you watch it in Japanese?
After the,
I thought we had to.
After watching the Digimon thing, I thought we had to watch the Japanese one.
That's what me and Kane were talking about.
That's where you've got wrong.
Yeah. The reason I thought of Samurai Pizza Cats is exactly because it's the exception that proves the rule.
It
where
is.
The dub is legendary and the original is meh.
Mediocre.
Yeah.
And completely different, as I'm sure we'll get into.
Oh, yeah. So let's talk briefly about Samurai Pizza Cats. So if anybody hasn't seen it, it is a bit of a weird one. It's a fun one, let's say. It was a Japanese anime that was picked up by a American company. But the scripts didn't come through for them to do the dub. So instead of waiting for the scripts because they had a deadline to meet and they had all the voice actors ready to roll, they just wrote their own scripts.
Freestyle.
Yeah, and went a bit freestyle on this bad boy. With, I think, pretty funny results.
I think much better results than the original, and I think most of the world will agree with me on that one.
Is the narrator?
It isn't seen
as
being more popular than the original version, isn't it?
I think they were all either drunk or high throughout the whole series. To be fair,
it reminded me of like Kitesh's castle, you know, like that narrator. Like, we're just like taking
like,
the
what
piss
are these
out.
Guys doing? What's going to happen next? He's an idiot.
Can I ask you a quick question then? Because I got the impression with watching this that they sent over the cartoon without any script whatsoever, and they basically said,
"Did you listen to Stu?
No, is that
that's literally what Stu has just said.
I didn't hear it
word for word. Almost.
I'm not going to lie. Joe walked in.
Jamie, for everyone listening, Jamie is not drinking tonight, allegedly.
My wife walked in and started mouthing something to me, so my attention went on to whatever she was saying. What I didn't pick up anyway. So after all that, I didn't pick up what she said or what you said.
What's your excuse for the last 15 episodes when you do the same then, Jamie?
I don't know.
I'm most impressed Kane knows how many episodes we've done.
That is, yeah.
That was
good work. Yes, you're right, Jamie. That's a good thing. You could have done that as your theory.
It's a good theory, that is.
It's a good theory, yeah. Actually. What happened is the scripts were very late coming in, so they just went for it and did kind of a comedy version of the original because they had no idea what was supposed to be going on.
Is that for every episode then?
Yeah, the whole thing. The whole thing. A couple of notable things that explained it. So the bad guy, what type of animal do you think the bad guy is?
A duck?
No, it's a rat.
He's a rat.
It's a rat.
A duck?
He refers to himself as a rat quite a few times.
No, actually, there's somebody who helps us out a little bit more. The old woman calls him a rat-faced little pervert.
She does.
She does.
Brilliant put down.
She does, yeah.
But yeah, he's a rat.
He's a fox.
What? He's a rat.
He's a fox.
He says
the Americans thought he was a rat, so they dubbed him as a rat, even though he's clearly a fox.
No.
He's got a fox tail, a fox face, he's fox colours.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he's a Japanese fox, and he's very foxy. He also likes to cross-dress quite a lot in the, if you watch more episodes of the series.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, I can't think of anyone, to be honest. But yeah, so that's one of the weirdnesses. And the rest is it just generally takes the mick a lot more than the original did.
A lot of pop culture references.
A lot of cartoon references, right?
So many, right?
How would everyone count? I got three.
Oh, I got more than that.
Three?
I got about 10.
I can do three in like one little bit.
I got about 10 of them, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Easy. Let's come to that in a second. Because we jumped in Samurai Pizza Cats, because I'm proper excited about Samurai Pizza Cats. I remember loving it. I remember thinking the artwork is cool. The little armor set, because they've like got the normal everyday pizza delivery armor set. They've got their armor set when they get fired out of the gun that's slightly different.
I couldn't see the difference.
It's very slightly different.
Okay, he's just taken that off and he's put
it's exactly the same piece back on again. Better pair of shoes if you look closer.
Yeah.
Then they've got like their Super Saiyan set that gets delivered later in the episode by the pterodactyl thing.
Yeah, yeah.
That makes sense.
They've got the super giant armor thing and everything. I loved this cartoon as a kid and I found it funny and just ridiculous. But first of all, it's been a week. Anybody got anything exciting to tell us? It doesn't have to involve samurai or pizza or cats, but it could.
Nothing at all. It's been a normal working week for me, unfortunately. I know. No excitement whatsoever in the...
No pizza at all?
No, not this week. I'm going to see
pizza. Oh, my goodness. Any cats?
No samurais either.
Jamie? You've got one of the three.
No samurais, no pizzas, no cats. It is National Pizza Party Day as well, so... We've kind of we've let the world down with it. So, yeah, I mean, it's been a bit of a boring week for me, I think. Apart from trying to kind of put my head back together after watching this programme, nothing really interesting has happened this week.
That's how life seems after watching Samurai Pizza Cat.
Absolutely.
Everything else seems slightly less interesting. I've got to ask, it's National Pizza Party Day, Pizza Day. I'm guessing...
That's what I said.
Is that what's a pizza party?
I'm assuming it's when you have some pizza and have a party. I could be completely wrong.
Okay. Fair enough.
I don't know. I have no idea.
No, I've never been
like
to a pizza party.
Like a party specifically like to is it, celebrate. Yeah. Is it a party to celebrate
themed?
The pizza?
Yeah. I've had a party and pizza has been on the menu. It's been, you know, it's part of the catering ensemble.
But you wouldn't say you've been to a pizza party.
But I wouldn't say it's a pizza party.
Pizza party is a thing.
Well, it must be. Well, it's a National Pizza Party Day.
But I mean, it's maybe it's just you early 80s, 70s kids. But maybe. I'm sure, like, pizza parties are a thing. But
where have you been to a pizza party at, Kane?
I'm having one tonight.
I don't think sat on your own in your pants with a pizza on your lap counts.
Pizza party.
I don't know what a pizza party is.
I'm going to say you don't know what a pizza party is. I'm sure if other people saw me in my pants eating pizza...
I thought he's having a party.
Yeah.
It's a party in his pants and party the pizza's animal. Invited.
Any actual samurai or cats for UK this week?
No, nothing for me. The gyms have opened back up in the Netherlands, so I've been back at the gym, so I'm walking like a cowboy all this week. But it's
What are you doing at the gym?
Working on his penis.
Leg day.
Stretching day.
It was pretty hard, yeah.
Was it?
Yeah. Oh, I bet it was. Oh, my goodness.
Tone is lowered already.
We've got, as well, we talked about Jamie posted a tweet, and I'm probably going to get this wrong, but he was asking which would be the best 80s or 90s cartoon to turn into a live-action film. And one of our tweet people said Samurai Pizza Cats.
They did.
Not knowing, unless they're psychic perhaps, that we were going to be doing a Samurai Pizza Cast episode just a few days later.
Ooh, maybe they've got bugged.
Yeah, maybe. And then they went one further.
How do you think they'd do that? Like
a live-action Pizza Cats?
Yeah. Like, would it be like a Lion King type of thing where it's very realistic, ooh, the cats? Or would it be like the new Cats film?
Movie. Yeah. I think they'd take the easy way out.
Like the Tom and Jerry film, I think.
I think I've seen that. I was thinking they'd do it more like Sonic, where the Pizza Cats would come into the real world and you'd only have the Pizza Cats and maybe the bad guys animated. It's all right.
I really enjoyed it.
I did.
One of the reasons I like Pizza Cats, though, is the world is insane, and like all the different little characters at the market and stuff are all pretty interesting. I think you'd lose that if you did a live-action one.
Mm.
You know, like at the start, there's the bird woman and the short woman arguing over getting the Pizza Cat merchandise. And she's midget, oh, you albino beanpole freak or whatever, and they're in the argument. I just think you'd lose that in a live-action one.
Yeah, the world does make it really good in this cartoon.
James, I'm assuming you're a fan of this. I'm just trying to work out.
At the time. So back in the day, didn't like it back in the day. I thought it was
an 8-year old. You didn't get everything, maybe.
Didn't get it. Just didn't understand it. Didn't like it. Didn't anything. Whereas now, I actually fairly enjoyed the episode. I wouldn't say it's like, you know, in my top 10, but it's, you know, it was good. I had a good watch. Enjoyable.
Okay. Kane, what did you think to this?
I really thought I was going to love it, and I hated it.
Really? I actually paid for it. Yeah. Animaniacs types thing. I thought you'd love this.
Yeah, I thought I would as well. I watched it a few days ago and I had no fucking idea what was happening. And I thought, like, oh, this has just moved way too quick. So I've tried to watch it again today and it's not got much better. Didn't enjoy it. But I just think it was just really, it was a bit too crazy for me. Like,
It is very rapid. I'll give you it's rapid, isn't it? It's very rapid in terms of there's no pause, there's no space where they're not talking. Oh, yeah, good one.
Sorry.
Well done. That was good. That's good. I like it. That was quick counting, James. Well done.
Thank you.
About you, Jamie, then?
Jamie would have hated it, surely.
I hated it.
Really?
Going through this has made me realise what I like in a cartoon. And for me, it's becoming quite apparent that a cartoon, for me, should A, make sense, and B, should be relatively easy to follow. This didn't tick either of those boxes.
Out of interest, you both said about it being hard to follow. What did you struggle to follow with? Is it the plot or
children's cartoon?
You both said it, so there's obviously something there.
It's also interesting that both brothers found it hard to. Both brothers.
Let me see if I can rephrase James's question with what he really meant.
Why are you wrong?
With this children's cartoon aimed at 8-year olds, where it's animated cats fighting animated crows. What exactly did you struggle with, you idiots?
Yeah. Look, we haven't even said it yet. So the episode we watched is episode 14. Those transforming felines is the episode we watched. And whenever we're watching anything, I kind of make subheadings and then I make my notes underneath it. One of my subheadings is literally called mental. Okay. That's my subheading. Now I've listed everything that is mental in this cartoon, and I have copious notes on this. And I'm just going to give you the first one at this point, right?
When I think copious is the best word we've ever used on the podcast. It's a very big word.
I don't even know what it means as well. just came up there. The first point I've got is when they're in the shop, in the pizza shop, and is it Lucio, the girl is that's crying, and she gets so upset, rockets get shot out of her head.
She's not upset. She's embarrassed because they both fancy her, and she was dreaming about being
with
one of
the cats.
Okay,
has that never happened to you, Jamie?
Well, I
never had the rockets.
I paused it at that point and thought about this for many hours before I continued. I don't know why rockets came out of this cat's head, and to be honest, this laid the foundations for every bit of randomness that appeared in this cartoon. Why did rockets come out of this person's head? Was there a reason behind it?
She was embarrassed.
So, if someone had banged their head and you saw little birds floating around in circles, you'd understand it. So, I suspect this is a cultural thing. I think this is more like in Japan.
Ooh, but look at
the
Professor
rockets,
James.
The rockets are obvious. You know, everyone knows what the rockets are. Like, if we saw the little Tweety birds fly close around, you go, oh, he's banged his head, he's knocked himself down. I wonder if it's that sort of thing where they just, because we don't understand it as much, we don't see it as much, we're like, well, that's a bit bizarre, what's the rockets for? But
that's
over there, it makes perfect sense.
That's,
I don't know.
That's good, I like that.
It could even be a theory, but I'm not going to say that.
I think you're right. I don't know that it's specifically rockets explaining how people's heads are a thing for being embarrassed in Japan. But I think it's that the robots, right? So, like, when robots go crazy in our country, sparks fly out of their head, right?
I didn't know the robots.
Like, that's a pretty standard. They kind of are.
I always thought cyborgy type thing.
This is why it doesn't make sense. I just thought they were cats.
Are they just cats?
Well, they kind of are, but if you look at like, the birds and stuff, they all have some good. They'll have some good metalwork on their faces and stuff, and metal parts.
Yeah, yeah, it's called a helmet.
Everyone's enhanced, aren't they?
No, I don't know. If you look at the structure of their faces on the other characters as well, they're all a bit. Like
even the wings are like proper metal like wings. Models. They're not armored wings. They are metal wings.
Yeah, but these
and
robot
also
bits...
Big Cheese explodes as well when he gets angry, doesn't he?
Mm.
He just gets really red and his face explodes.
Yeah.
I will say, and we're going to talk about a lot of the lines. It's when her face explodes and the rockets shoot out, and which cat is it that gets fired into the wall? I can't remember which one it is at that time. Is it Speedy? I think it's Speedy,
isn't
it?
It is, yeah.
And then the other character comes up and he's like, oh, looks at him stuck to the wall and is like, I thought you were off the wall.
Yeah.
And then he kind of walks away. And you're just like, as a kid, no way would I have got half of what is going on in this series. I wouldn't have got 20%, I don't think. Maybe I was just a dumb kid mind, but I don't think I'd have got all the narrate stuff and all the little one-liners that are
in this. No, definitely not. Definitely not. About, what's the other one? Pictures of Polly licking herself, selling out quick.
Yes.
Like, as a kid, I thought, what?
That's how cats feed themselves.
Yeah.
I missed it as well.
I heard it, but I didn't get it until Bezos just said it. Maybe I thought I was missing it. I needed some of a Derbyshire accent.
That's the issue.
Yeah.
If you two didn't like it, I'm fine with that, you know. Some people are Philistines and, you know, have
you're
no
taste.
You're
going to have to be.
But you must have loved the theme tune, right?
Yeah. You must love the theme tune. I loved the theme tune. Absolutely loved it. Didn't like the music throughout, though. But I loved the theme tune.
Oh, I like the music.
So I've got an issue with the theme tune.
Go on.
It's too long.
It is very long,
oh,
yes.
Oh, no, it's perfect. Seven minutes of every 20-minute episode are them singing the theme tune.
Yes. It's so annoying.
It is fantastic.
So annoying.
You can understand it if there was credit. You can understand it if there was credit.
I think I could listen to a 20-minute episode of just them singing the theme tune.
Yeah.
There's one thing I like in this episode, and that's the narrator. That's the only... It reminds me of, and I don't watch this, it's only through my wife watching it, it reminds me of Love Island. It's a program which I hate immensely, but the narrator makes me go, yeah, it's quite funny. So the narrator's the only... It's the same process. The narrator's quite funny in it, but
like,
the program's horrendous.
Come Down With Me?
Yeah, there you go. Same thing.
You're a good one, Kane.
Yeah. I didn't know that had a narrator.
Yeah, the narrator's really funny on that.
It's very dry, isn't he? It's a very dry narrator who's just thinking, why am I... I'm being paid to do this. Fine, if I have to, I'll do the job kind of thing. It's good.
You've got to have loved the cat delivery system there. That giant gun, that was epic.
This is the climb of the oven.
So why was it a big pistol? Like, what's the reason?
What else would you shoot people out of?
Yeah. A cannon's exactly. old-fashioned.
I guess they could have got a cannon.
Big handgun.
The barrel of the pistol didn't move, though.
It's fucking stupid.
It's a revolver.
Revolvers don't move. Yeah, with a revolver, the barrel doesn't move. It's just the cylinder that moves.
I think
James has had some logic over that.
Samurai Pizza Cats.
I know.
Yeah, of course. They should go and watch Samurai Pizza Cats, but because the theme tune's so long... It does kind of tell you, again, like all my favourite theme tunes, exactly who everybody is and what's going to happen. Mm. And I started saying, on Twitter, Jamie, you tweeted about the live action and we got somebody said Samurai Pizza Cats. That person, Vanilla Biscotti, who is at Van Biz the Rapper, sent us his own version of the Samurai Pizza Cats theme tune.
No way.
Do you want to have a listen?
Absolutely, yeah, for sure.
Samurai Pizza Cats. Who do you call?
It's already good.
Pepperoni. Samurai Pizza Cats. They're stepping out crime and you know that ain't baloney. They're Speedy Cervici. He's a leader of the bunch.
That's right.
A heck of a fighter. Makes a heck of a lunch. And little Polyester, who's never afraid.
That's me.
I'm going into battle when the bad guys invade. Here's Guido and Chivas, a wild romantic rover. This cat gets down with a love hangover. Here comes the Pizza Cats. They're so bad. They've got more fur than any turtle ever had. They're stronger than...
They don't like turtles, do they?
Hey, the
cheese. Stronger than dirt. Stronger than dirt. Step on their tails. Get off my tail. And you're gonna get hurt. Please don't hurt favorite pink samurai pizza cats. They're fighting crime all over town. 3, 2, 1, the pizza cats are on the run.
Come on.
The big cheese is the villain. Who's
it should have ended there.
It's a rotten shame.
No, they've got to tell you all the rest of it.
Yo, we got a nasty bad bird and some nasty,
nasty bad bird.
Someone finds a script and might begin the show. Sit back and rest your feet and turn the sound up high. And you want the full effect, go eat a pizza pie.
I love that.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's good, right?
Yeah, very good.
Wish I had that much talent.
That was amazing. When he sent the tweet as well, I did look at his Twitter account. What's his at as well, Stu?
At Van Biz, so VanBiz, the rapper.
Yeah. And I spent a good 40 minutes looking at his tweets, and I was like crying with laughter. Some of his replies to people, they are great. Like,
hey, it's Future Stu. Sorry to interrupt the podcast, but I'm here with an important message because we just got a file from Vanilla Biscotti, who has sent us an amazing version of the Pizza Samurai Pizza Cats theme tune. It's so good, I can't remember how to speak. Have a quick listen to this sample, and then keep your eye out on our Twitter, and we'll tell you how you can get hold of the full thing. Told you it was good. Remember, the full thing is even better. So yes, we'll tell you on Twitter where you can get it. Keep an eye out over the next couple of days. Hope you enjoy the rest of the podcast. I'll send you back to the past from yesterday by the Power Team. Bye. Thanks, Vanilla Biscotti.
Yeah,
much appreciated for the song.
Yeah, awesome. The second song we've had as well.
Yeah. Let's There's another song in the middle of the Pete's Cats episode, which is essentially the chorus, I guess. And then there's also another song at the end of each Pete's Cats episode. I do like the fact that if you also include what's coming up next, which it's another cartoon with that at the end, right? Our next week's episode, which we liked. I think there's only probably 10, 11 minutes of cartoon in the 20 minutes.
It felt like quite a long cartoon.
It felt long.
It felt too long.
It's like it's like at fast forward pace, though, isn't it? There's not a moment where there isn't 50 words per minute being said.
Yeah, I think that's why
it's like packed full,
because there isn't no downtime.
Yeah, I agree with that. There's no relaxing. I mean, I don't know. I really like it. It reminds me a bit of a cartoon that this might be a long shot that anyone knows it, but called Oxtails.
Woo!
No.
I seem to
remember Oxtails.
Which was like this really dry ox and a little bird, and that had a narrator as well. It was like, oh, what's that stupid ox going to do now? He's such an idiot. You know what I mean? It kind of talked through. It gives me that kind of vibe. That's another one I'll choose at some point, maybe in 18 months' time when we've done another 200 cartoons.
Did you see who did the soundtrack as well, Stu?
Is it My Friends?
It is indeed.
Shuki Levy and Saban.
Yeah, Saban. Haim Saban.
Yeah, Haim Saban, yeah. Thank you. They did everything.
They
did literally everything. I love the music in this. I was going to say, for anybody who's... I don't want to give too much of a spoiler away, but we also had been talking about what cartoon we're watching next. And because we'd been thinking about those two cartoons, and one's a very American cartoon, right? And this is... weirdly, a Japanese cartoon that's done by Americans, this version. But the music in this, to me, was like a million times better than the music in the other one, which sounded like a kid had done it on a electronic keyboard.
Yeah.
I'm really surprised you didn't like the music in this.
Also, the same composers for the next week's episode as well.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
We should try and find a cartoon that they didn't do the music for.
Interesting.
That's a good game, though. If anyone can guess
what we're doing next
episode, on the composers.
That's a good point. Did you guys read who sang the theme tune, though? The person's name who sang the theme tune? Because I got it down as Michael Errington.
I didn't. I think it is the narrator that does it, though, isn't
well,
it?
Well, apparently the
I think it's the same person or not.
I think it is, but apparently there's a story where the producer, Andy Thomas, says that Michael Arrington is shit-faced as he's doing the theme tune, and there's apparently parts on it where you can hear him slurring, where the part where it says the...
It's shit-faced international.
It's the
description.
It is, yes. It's actually the Japanese term when you've had too much. Yeah, is shit-faced. Yeah.
What I didn't like about the music throughout was that there was points where there was, we know on like cartoons when there's a fat person walking and there's that like. Boom, 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 boom. There was like a period of time when that was on, and then all I could hear was that throughout the whole episode. It was when like, so it wasn't the music, it was like just that one little noise.
Like the incidental stuff.
Yeah, and it just like, it drove me crazy because that's all I could picture, all I could hear after hearing that.
Did anybody have any favourite one-liners?
Yeah.
Go on.
So I'll start us out with a one, and this one line is also in my list of pop references as well. And it's where Big Cheese said before this. So Big Cheese, that rat fox, whatever it is, metal, non-metal
duck
thing. Yeah, he basically says.
I can't believe you think he's a duck, Ken. I have to look at a picture of him.
It could be anything.
I don't know how you got a duck from that. He's got a bushy tail.
He's got a big beak though.
It doesn't go beak. It's yeah. Got a snap,
it looks like a cone. Or well, so.
Yeah,
yeah,
cone,
but a duck's beak is like a flat bill. Like,
oh, what's a, and a fox's mouth's like a cone?
Pointy, yeah, to a point with a nose on the end.
You're wrong.
He's also got no eyes, has he?
Yeah, like a duck.
Yes.
And ears. Kane, he's got massive triangle ears on his head. And
I don't know what ducks you have in Britain, but the ones in the Netherlands, yeah, they've got big triangle
and
ears.
Also the,
and also,
the ducks in the Netherlands are well known for throwing fans at cranes and forklifts as well. So,
now, to be fair, he wasn't throwing it at the crane.
He dropped.
He was trying to stop that evil bag thief.
Yeah.
Pickpocket, sorry.
Anyway, what I'm saying, so the line is, it's where Big Cheese says, before I am done, I will be bigger than Madonna and twice as respected. That's my favourite line in this, and that's obviously a pop culture reference one as well.
Two foxes with one stone.
Yeah, you've already said my favourite one, which is the rat-faced little pervert. I thought that was brilliant.
He just looks at the people, doesn't he? He's always the band that I look at, the rat-faced little pervert. The streets are full of them. He's looking at all his people. I think he's the mayor or something, isn't he? I think he's like in a position of power, but he wants to be.
He's the advisor into the emperor or something like that, I think.
Yeah, he wants to be even more powerful.
Mm. What are the lines we've got then, guys? I'm intrigued.
I've not wrote any down, but there's one like halfway through where the narrator was like, this is where something bad normally happens, so it's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly right. I love that one as well. So Big Cheese is usually up to no good. I've got nothing to go on, but it's that time in the show that he usually gets up to no good.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't the narrator, was it? It was like a guy on the TV.
It was the police dog. Big
the police
Al.
Dog
yeah,
thing.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, they're well aware of the fact that they're in a cartoon, aren't they? So I quite like that.
Yeah, break the fourth wall a lot. They say as well, is it a monster? Worse, it's a commercial, just before the commercial
yes.
break. My one-time favourite line, I'm going to do it in this episode.
Go on.
Is Big Cheese has all the best one-liners, I think.
Mm.
In fact, I've got two. I changed my mind. I've got two. The first one is, I can see by the puzzled look on your ignorant faces that it's time I expose myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, want to use that in the real world.
And then the second one is, I've seen...
when you're buying a car,
also,
James.
Jamie, I'm going for a twofer as well. I've seen more impressive outfits on He-Man.
Yes.
And he wears hardly anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll throw another one in as well then. So it's where the Big Cheese reveals himself and somebody in the big crowd of people says, how anticlimactic, I thought it might be Elvis.
Yes.
Like, what? What?
The we have to be careful not to fall into one of our traps. So instead of being careful to not fall into, I'm just going to jump straight into it. The two male cats who have the greatest names, Guido Anchovy and Speedy Ceviche, fancy polyester, don't they?
No.
Yes, they do.
I don't think they do. I think they fancy that other one.
Rocket Ed.
Yeah,
I think they fancy anyone, to be fair. Because when they're in the monster, in the robot...
Oh, this makes no sense, this
Guido
bit.
Looks at Polly and goes, oh, you're pretty sexy when you're angry.
How random is that comment, though?
Has the fluttering lights at her.
It's...
Well, she might be sexy when she's angry.
But it makes no... This is what I'm saying about it, and it makes no sense. It's literally like they clipped something from a completely different script and put it into that. It's like that just cropped up and then didn't go anywhere. That was just the most weird...
I thought it was like a bit of a US cliche when, like, the woman finally punches the guy in the face or
and he gets
uses the sword, and the guy's like, whoa, you're pretty sexy when you're angry. I thought that was kind of a bit of a cliche.
Is
I thought it?
It
was pretty funny. I think so.
Gets a cat chubby on
Maybe
for
I've imagined it. There is quite a fan favourite of Pizza Cat fans, let's say.
Chubbies.
Polly, yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
Polyester's got a lot of fans on the internet, let's say.
I don't know how it works. Is it same as a dog? Is it like...
It's the same as any animal, I think.
A dog's like...
Does it have a sheath, is what Kane's returning to.
Like a pencil stick. Like
they do. They do have a sheath,
lipstick, yeah.
Yeah, like a lipstick, yeah. So he just so his lipstick popped out when she started fighting folk.
Well, he's got his armour on, so you can't see anything pop out.
You hear a little ding noise in the background.
He's in his third set of armour at that point. It's the 11-minute episode. That armour was cool, though, right? You've got to admit.
Stupid.
When those pterodactyls fly out.
Stupid.
And they put the armour on, and it all comes like super armour, then the wings attach onto the back of the armour.
I thought they were cranes, not pterodactyls.
I couldn't tell at that point.
Crane?
Robot birds.
Yeah, like
box
a crane.
Rat, pterodactyl
I thought
crane.
They were like pterodactyls, like the Pink Ranger pterodactyl.
That's what I thought the influence was.
Yeah, I think so.
Because it is a bit, again, Japanese Power Ranger style, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, armored heroes who go around the day and then all of a sudden baddies come in a giant robot and they get in a giant robot and bash it in.
Yeah. See, that's why I thought I'd like it. But it kind of felt like... Like sleeping with Cinderella, then sleeping with her sisters after. There was no good follow up. Like it didn't. Yeah, it's like the Power Rangers.
That's
were
the weirdest analogy I think I've ever heard.
It's really bizarre. See, for me, Kane, on paper, this is your ideal cartoon because it's literally Animaniacs crossed with Power Rangers.
It should
be there.
I've got a theory at this point. What I kind of want to throw in there.
Jamie's got a theory.
Yeah, so but my theory is not actually about the cartoon itself. It's about the choice of cartoon.
And sleeping with Cinderella
Kane and his love of Power Rangers.
Well, no. So my theory is I've got a sneaky feeling because me and Kane have said before that we really don't like anime. I've got a feeling because this is anime that Stu's picked something that kind of. In theory, kind of ticks mine and Kane's boxes. So I love turtles, which is animals fighting people and eating pizza. That's what this cartoon essentially is. It's animals fighting people
and
eating pizza.
Right, yeah.
Well, yeah, and also, yeah. Like you say, you've got the... there's a huge Power Rangers influence in this with the Zords
and
stuff
also,
like that.
It's also Saban who created Power Rangers, brought Power Rangers to America.
Exactly. So that's my theory. I've got a sneaky feeling.
Well, the theory's on Stu.
The theory is Stu picked this to try and bring me and Kane to the dark side of anime.
Oh, I like that theory. Is it a bad thing if I just say no at this point?
Yes.
And we can't suggest that I'm being unfair because I did say at the start why I picked it.
Yeah.
Generally, because we'd had that conversation about it was for, not Pokemon, Digimon, and the fact that subs are always better than dubs, I was thinking about what cartoon to do, and this was in my list of like 8 or 9 that I've always liked, and I think that's the reason why, because it is a Japanese cartoon that the dub is fantastic. However, Jamie, you do have legs on your theory, because I think I probably chose this episode out of 2 or 3 because it had the giant robot in it.
Mm.
Whereas it only occasionally appears, the giant robot.
The giant robot does look cool as fuck.
No. What, Kane, say that again?
The giant robot does look cool as fuck.
Does, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially when he's punching him on top of the head.
And he's got a best name, like the Supreme Catatonic. Yeah. What a name.
Well, yeah, another, it's weird, isn't it? Because when they call for it, this is another point that I made down, when he calls for it, doesn't it say that the cats, they send a signal through time and space?
Yes.
But all it is doing is going is to top of a fucking hill. It's like, why are they sending a signal through time and space? It's just coming from the hill up the road.
Well, it's the hill up the road, and it took it a second or two to get over there.
True. Time and space.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Bit of a stretch.
Yeah, maybe.
James is like, that's a good answer.
That's actually true, but I don't like it.
There's just so much in this that doesn't... I think it ran... For me, it's kind of out there, but I would say at the probably 65% mark into this, they really amp up the randomness.
Was that just after the soundtrack?
Yeah. They really amp up the randomness, and then everything's like Stu says, 100 miles an hour, but nothing's making sense. And I think you've got to get to the point, you either switch it off or you just say, it is what it is, right? This, I'm just going to go along for the ride and see what happens.
It's another reason I chose this episode. And in fact, it's not a good reason, because I could have chose any episode. Because what I'm about to say is that every episode is the same in terms of its madness in every episode. It's not like this is a full-on episode and the others are quite relaxed and calm. Every one is 50 minutes of episode in a 11-minute with 9 minutes of theme song.
Mm. How long did it go on for, Stu? How many seasons?
There were 50-ish episodes that were translated into English.
I bet it was good fun to work on for the English-speaking voice actors.
Yeah.
Because it does sound like you said, just fucking around being silly, doesn't it? So I bet it was good fun.
I think it sounds like they're enjoying themselves, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And that comes across a little bit. Unlike some of the other cartoons. What was the one where I said it just sounds like the actors are reading the scripts?
I think I said that about Ghostbusters.
Yes, you did. And I did. I think about Visionaries, maybe. Some super fans can tell us. We've not got fans that are that super yet.
Visionaries had brilliant voice acting.
Did it?
Can't be that.
think, James, how do you feel about the bad guy in Samurai Pizza Cats? Because he hasn't got a little goatee beard.
He hasn't got a little goatee beard, and he wasn't very good, really, was he?
is he the bad guy, do you think?
I don't know as he is. I'm not overly convinced he is, if I'm truthful. He's messing things up, and he's got a gang of cronies and all that sort of stuff, but is he really a bad guy in the true sense of bad guyness?
Well, doesn't he kind of bring in that big crow robot, which basically just walks around with its sword just smashing up buildings randomly as it's walking through the city?
Yeah, but he only brings it in to try and save the day, doesn't he? He's got...
Yeah, but surely that's the definition of a bad guy, right? If right now I create this huge Jamie robot that walks through Derby City Centre, punching every building it walks past, I think people might call me a bad guy.
But the
is a big Jamie robot a normal-sized adult?
It is true, yeah.
but this is where it's a bit weird, because the giant crow robot is... Bad Bird, who's not a fox. So that's Bad Bird and the Ninja Crows.
You've lost me, Stu. You're going to have to give me some... Yeah. I thought, does he not work for the Big Cheese? And forgive me, I could be completely wrong here.
It's kind of a bit on the side, I think. I think they're kind of like generic bad guys who seem more users, like as a hired hand, I think.
So did he not? Did the Big Cheese not orchestrate this? Because I did get I watched it a few times.
I think it's like getting in external work. I think it's like getting an external agency to be the bad guys.
He's a contractor.
Because he was going to destroy them, right? In his own robot, wasn't he?
To be honest, I couldn't follow this a lot.
So the idea is that he wants to be a hero and wants to be loved as much as the Pizza Cats. Because he starts off and the Pizza Cats have everybody's loving them and wanting their stickers and posters and stuff. So he does the whole, I'm going to save that woman from being pickpocketed. I'll save the old lady from the crane. And then his idea is that he'll hire the Big Bird and the Ninja Crows to have a giant killer robot. And then he'll defeat it with his fox robot, rat robot.
Yeah.
and look like the good guy, I guess.
Okay.
But I don't know if he is their boss.
Yeah.
I think he is. I think they do. They do his bidding, I think.
Do you think?
How often does pizza turn up on these Samurai Pizza Cat episodes?
Most episodes.
It's where they work, isn't it?
Yeah, but that didn't actually... It's only in the introduction where it mentioned it, isn't it? In this episode.
Yeah, I think in that episode. Most episodes, they do end up delivering pizza. And that's kind of where the adventure starts a little bit.
Do people know... Sorry, Kane, I'm talking over you. Go for it.
When did it come out in Japan?
80s, yeah. I think.
I wondered when, like, American culture went over to Japan. Like, in what?
Oh, yeah, like, when did they have pizza?
Good question.
But I guess it is a parody of... So the Japanese one was still meant to be fun, I think. I don't think it was taking itself serious, but not as daft as the American version ended up being. But I think, when did Turtle start?
85, I think, the cartoon.
Yeah, so I think we're 4 or 5 years after Turtles, and obviously the reference to Turtles. Yeah. So I think the pizza thing is just because they're a...
Okay. I just didn't know how many pizza parlors there would be in Japan in the 80s. So I didn't know if in Japan if it wasn't called Samurai Pizza Cats.
Samurai Pizza Cats, and it is still pizza they're delivering, yeah.
Interesting. Is it blatantly a... Because you mentioned earlier on, and I kind of noted this down as well, because there's a lot of cartoon references, but there is a lot of digs to Turtles in this then. So do you think this is it done on purpose, this then? And was this the Americans that kind of added the turtle digs in there, or was this initially a part of the...
I think the Americans added it in. I don't think it was in the original script at all.
In the Biker Mice from Mars episode what we watched, they also had a dig at Turtles.
Same
as
company as well.
Is it?
Yeah. Same company that did the dub for this, released that, the Biker Mice from Mars.
Wow.
Yeah, I suspect
who did the music
was...
for Biker Mice from Mars? Anybody know?
It's got to be a legend.
It's got to be.
One man to call.
So interestingly enough, I think was a group of ninja anthropomorphic animals fighting crime influenced by Turtles? I guess so. Was Turtles the first one? Or was Turtles influenced by something else? Because generally, Eastman and Laird, it is Eastman and Laird, isn't it?
Eastman and Laird, yeah. Yeah.
Turtles was generally a parody of stuff, wasn't it?
It's a good point.
They did it to like make them laugh, didn't they? Or something.
Yeah, it was humorous. But I mean, I think it was meant to be a parody. Like the foot were a ripoff of the hand.
Marvel. Yeah.
So was Turtles the first crime-fighting animals?
Sorry, I didn't mean the cartoon was funny. I meant they drew a turtle as a ninja to make the other one laugh.
Oh, okay. That's what started it, is it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, at least that was on the documentary, yeah.
Let's take that. But, yeah, I think then everything post that, because we've already talked about Biker Mice from Mars, loads of other ones that I now can't remember any of.
Battletoads.
Can I ask you a question with these then? Because I was thinking that it's almost like the model then, because Turtles, I think Turtles are the first one. It's almost like the model is pick an animal, pick a fighting style, and pick a food item. It seems like essentially that's the model then. So it is though, right? So for Bucky O'Hare and stuff, because I can't remember too much in Battletoads, was there a food linked to those cartoons?
No.
I don't think
so. Not as I remember.
The Turtles did, Pizza Cats did, Biker Mice from Mars definitely did.
Yeah. What was the British one? What was it? Like Avenger Penguin or something, was it?
Danger Mouse?
I think he's right. There was one about a team of penguins who...
Oh, there was. Yeah.
We mentioned it on the Biker Mouse Mars episode, I think.
Yeah.
I don't remember them having a food. It was three penguins, wasn't it? A short one, a tall one, a massive one. I think. So it's about half time and it's almost an ad time. I say almost an ad because we're not getting paid for it, and generally get paid for ads. But we're happy to talk about one of the friends of the show who owns a pub, and a very good pub. Jamie, I know you've been quite a bit, and it is the old Trip, or Ye Olde trip to Jerusalem.
Yeah, this is true. It's genuinely my favourite pub. It's in Nottingham. It's a cool pub to be in because it's one of the oldest pubs in the UK, and it's essentially built into the caves there. So you can walk around the pub, and there's parts where you can almost look down into the ground, and they've found stuff, they've excavated stuff, and like all good pubs, they do some cracking beers as well. Phenomenal pub.
Is it true that you could pretend you're in an episode of Scooby-Doo inside there?
I do.
Ooh. Is it true that James, our pub reviewer, scored this pub 9 out of 10? Is that true, James?
Yes, it is indeed true. It's possibly one of my favourite pubs.
What about that? WKD,
that's why it wasn't 10 out of 10.
Well, you see, as a non-drinker, I judge it on Diet Coke and...
not visited this particular pub.
I judge it on Diet Coke and snacks. And it was very
Jamie,
good.
Does this pub have Diet Coke and snacks?
I've never ordered a Diet Coke in a pub in my life. I couldn't.
I bet you've ordered snacks though, right?
Yeah, we've had snacks and food there.
The food's
food's amazing.
It's good, right?
Do we have burgers? I think we had like sliders.
We had sliders, three different burgers. Yeah, well remembered, yeah.
See, when I hear a slider, I just think of Top Gun.
Go on.
You don't remember? Are you telling me you don't know
Is that one of their volleyball sex moves?
It's one of the volleyball sex, Ben. Does the pose.
Huh? It does the what?
Pose.
At one point.
What pose is
it?
That?
Literally, midway through the match, while he's playing with his mates, he just literally flexes like a side flex thing.
Right. Playing with his mates.
It's a tall one.
What's that got to do with a slider?
It's his name.
What?
His name
what
is Slider.
What does he make when he does his pose?
His name's Slider. He's Iceman's co-pilot.
I don't remember.
Have you boys not watched Top Gun?
He's playing with his mates.
Not as closely as you.
Yeah.
Oh, when they're all oiled up and just got the shorts on.
Yeah, that's it.
When they're buying a car.
Jamie, you've been as well. Can you play volleyball inside the old trip to Jerusalem?
No.
Whilst having a slider?
The pub itself, I mean, it's such
an old
school pub.
Is it more traditional British pub?
100%. It's tiny.
Cool.
I mean, there's lots of little rooms and stuff in there, but I have to duck walking through there, and I'm at 4'3", so yeah.
Jesus, yeah.
And are there ghosts? I like ghosts in a pub.
Apparently, they've got some... So Carl, who owns the pub, is the manager of the pub, he has got some cracking ghost stories. There's some of the rooms in there that where the people have gave stories about things like the time stopping and about seeing ghosts in certain rooms. And cool story in there, there was like a some kind of room in there, a hidden room that I was there once and found a trapdoor, and we got to have a little peek down in this room, and it was scary as hell. So yeah, they've got some really cool ghost stories there.
We could do a by the power, like fan meet, including Ouija board.
Ooh.
In your trip to Jerusalem that we never
talked
to. I do imagine though, whenever I hear about a pub that's got like ghosts and cool funky stuff and time stopping, I do imagine them like coming in to do a professional interview and they'd be like, "So tell us what happened." And the person would be like, "Well, I just finished drinking my 8th pint of bitter."
Yeah.
And I noticed time hadn't gone past for 2 hours. Like,
it's generally when they get home, isn't it? And the missus is like, "Where the hell have you been?" Like, "Oh, time stopped, love. Time just, I've only had one pint."
Jamie uses the abduction story when he gets later.
Yeah.
Yes,
it's true. Yeah.
Must have been abducted on the way home.
The Ouija board is cool. Go on, Kate.
With it being the oldest pub in Britain as well, or is it in England?
I'm not sure. England, I believe.
Yeah. There must be some really good, like, ghost stories there.
There's,
when you think of all the people what's passed through there.
Well, it's carved out of the rock underneath a castle, which must have had a dungeon at some point, right?
Castles
have to have dungeons, right?
It's got to have, right? I mean, the pub, I'm going from memory here, but I think it's, and again, I'm going from memory, I think it's 1186. So there is a shed load of people that have gone in this pub at some point. But yeah, it is cool.
Died.
They've got to be right. I mean, like, Cole showed me that they're in there. They've literally at some points they've excavated.
Cole showed you dead people.
Oh yeah. Like so they've no.
I see dead people.
They've
Barbell.
They'll literally be because where all the beer is, all the kegs and stuff are stored. Every so often they'll find like a sword or like a helmet which is just pulled out of the rock at the side of them, and in there they've got literally swords and armor. What they keep pulling out of the building and stuff. What they keep finding. So there's got to be people that have died in there at some point. There's got to have.
Very random. Mm. Well, if you want to go and see a ghost. Or some other spirits.
Mm. Nice.
Good one.
Then go to your old trip to Jerusalem. They've got a website, www.triptojerusalem.com. But find it out, visit Nottingham, go in the pub, have a few beers, tell them the Power Squad sent you. And we may even be there drinking. I think that should be our next night out, now we're allowed out. What do you think?
Absolutely.
Okay, yes. Fine, I got my own, you mm-hmm. arseholes. You're all uninvited.
Bez could have Diet Coke and some snacks.
Exactly. Bag of porn scratchings and a Diet Coke, James.
Ooh, yeah.
I thought you said porn scratchings. I was wondering what that was.
See,
ooh. That sounds like a disease of some description, that does.
Sound a bit wrong.
I'm getting ointment for that.
Talking of porn scratchings, no, I can't manage that segue back into the. and Samurai Pizza Cats, who serve snacks and. Diet Coke. Jamie, you like to do a rating. I'm going to be interested in the ratings for this cartoon.
Mm.
Is it? It's out of 10, right?
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I haven't watched any others. So I'm just going on this cartoon alone, and it gets a 4 for me.
James,
I'm going to go 5. I enjoyed it.
I think that's the same
way
as last time.
It at 4. No, so I think I gave Powerpuff Girls a 6, and I didn't like it as much as Powerpuff Girls, but it's enjoyable. It's there. It's in the middle.
Again, James. What's a 10 on your scale?
10 is like it's Visionaries. It's the perfect cartoon.
But your comment would be, oh, it's okay. I quite enjoyed it.
That'd be 9. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kane.
I think a 3.
Oof.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah. I really, really wanted to enjoy it, and I think I was let down by it.
Mm. Always depressing. I'm going with 9.
Whoa.
You're
it's
wrong.
The perfect version of a funny 80s cartoon. There is no funnier 80s cartoon than this.
There's a lot of funnier 80s cartoons.
Name
than this.
2.
The Real Ghostbusters.
Isn't funny.
Ghostbusters.
It's not funny. It's a bit funny.
Penny Crayon,
but they're not really comedies, are they? Like this is trying to be funny.
For people,
I think the problem was with this, the funny points were just all washed out because it was just one after another, boom, boom, boom. Like, if there was little breaks in it, I think it would have been funnier. But it was just there was too
space
much.
To breathe.
Yeah,
too much funny.
Yeah,
but I generally don't think there's many other funny cartoons.
I don't see why this is funny.
I didn't think it was funny.
I mean, yeah, but the jokes were to disguise how shit it is. That's but that's what it was. There's a point in this. I mean, if nobody's listened to it, there's a point in this where the narrator openly says, "Who the hell is writing this?" He says that pretty much word for word. Who is writing this stuff? So he's literally like, I don't know what to do.
The funniest lines.
I don't know what to do. I'm just going to make some jokes of it because it makes no sense. So I don't think it's funny. I think it's just to disguise the fact that nothing's logical. Nothing's making sense in the story.
Well, I think it's funny. What was the score, Jamie?
Yeah, I don't know. I was 4. Kane was 3. So that's 7. James gave it a 5, so that's 12. And you're giving it what, Stu?
9.
There you go, 21.
The funny thing is, Bez's 5, he enjoyed it more than Stu's 9. Right?
Yeah. James only scores between 3 and 6.
Yeah, it's got to be pretty epic to get any higher than that.
I don't think you'd score anything a 9 in reality, James. Would you? No. Anything. What in life is a 9 for you, James?
Crikey, I don't know.
What is an activity? Like,
we're all happy with 10 as perfection, right? Couldn't be improved on in any way. So what are you giving a 9 that's almost perfect? Anything at all. I don't care if it's a food, an activity, a person.
You quite like that car salesman in Derby, don't you, Buzz?
Is that the car salesman? Yeah, he gave me a right good discount. I would say, let's go. Avengers Endgame, for me, is a 9. I thought it was a brilliant film. Almost perfect.
Everyone's leaping to your agreement there. It was good. Yeah, I don't overly disagree with that.
No, I don't. I'm just trying to work out what would make it a 10, James.
A 10 for me, I'd have liked, personally, I'd like to see Hulk fight Thanos.
Yeah.
His redemption from when he shanded out.
I thought you were going to say Moon Knight making an appearance.
Oh.
That'd be Jamie. Jamie would be on that one.
I thought you liked Moon Knight as well.
He's not, I wouldn't say when he's wearing tops. He's interesting.
He's my boy.
But he's not me.
Just imagine at that point when they all step through the portals, if a portal opens up and Moon Knight steps through. And then another portal opens up and it's the movie Turtles walk through.
Yeah.
And then another portal opens up and it's the Samurai Pizza Cat.
I'd hate
and then
it.
Another portal opens
this.
Up and it's Ghostbusters, not the real ones, the actual Ghostbusters. How good would that be?
It'd be terrible. And that's what they've done with this. If they've just rammed too much into it.
No such thing.
Can we go through the pop references then? Because we've started to talk about a few.
Yeah, go on. Yeah.
Let's do it. So what should we do? Should we take it in turns to go through them?
No, because you've suggested this, James.
Jamie's written 12. Jamie's
got a big list there. You sat there behind the list. Here's your list.
Yeah, just read them out, Jamie.
Well, so we've got the ones where the Elvis one, which I've already said then. We've got the Madonna one. At one point, I think the Big Cheese says that the people are worse than Chicago Cubs fans.
Yes,
he does. Yeah,
we've got we've already mentioned that the transforming dinosaurs coming out of the cat are very similar to the pterodactyl in Power Rangers. It's an interesting one. Did anyone get this? Because it's really quick. But at one point, one of the cats does something with its sword, and the Eye of Thundera appears on the screen.
I didn't see that.
Oh, yes, when it does his Ginzu attack.
I don't know what it is, but the Eye of Thundera 100% appears on the screen for a split second.
Just for him, I'll give you that.
Is this earlier than Turtles? Earlier than Thundercats or later?
I think later.
Thundercats is fairly late, isn't it?
It is literally the Eye of Thundera appears on the screen. But I don't know. We need to check the timings and things with it. So what else
Thundercats
have we got?
Thundercats is earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely happened.
Did anybody catch this one? What about Marilyn Monroe?
Yeah, at the kick.
I missed that.
Yeah. I don't know why.
There's a reference to Garfield. I've got that one.
Yes.
The Garfield one, I've got that in as well.
There's Garfield one twice, I think.
Not as good looking as Garfield, I think they say, something like that.
There was the turtle one, which we mentioned.
There's two turtle ones, isn't there, in there?
Yeah.
There's two turtle ones, which we've mentioned.
What else have we got? Anyone else get anything else?
No.
That's it for me.
The He-Man one, obviously. We've got the He-Man
one.
We said that one, yeah.
I think I'm spent on, but that's not bad, right? That's a lot of references
it's
in
not
one.
Not quite a reference, but it could be a reference. What did they pay with for the magazines or the newspaper?
I don't know,
but they look like
I thought, yeah, I was like, oh, I'm not intrigued.
No, they paid in Starbucks from the cartoon.
Was it Peds? We know the candy where you pull the head back and they pop out. Is it Peds?
Yeah, Peds. Yeah, little Peds. Actually, if you pause it and zoom in, you'll notice that on those Pez-shaped money signs, you've got a Scrooge McDuck symbol. If you zoom in on that as well,
That would.
I want that to be true.
should we wrap up our episode with a Would You Rather?
Oh yeah, I forgot about the Would You Rather. Let's do it.
Are you ready for this one?
This is yours then, Sue, right?
Yeah, unless you've got one.
No, I haven't touched it. Over to you, dude.
Would you rather be a samurai pizza cat?
Samurai pizza cat.
Or a ninja turtle? in real life if you were a ninja version of the animal?
Is it in the universe that they're set in?
Or no, in our universe, you're the animal, but also a ninja.
Oh, that's a good question.
Are the, because I don't know enough about the pizza cats here, because I didn't see them do anything that was ninja-like. Are they actually ninjas, what? Or are they just using that term?
Samurais.
They're actually samurais. Yeah.
Forgive me. Yeah, samurais, yeah.
They're actually, interestingly enough, and in this episode and in others, they're actually fairly competent. They pretty much defeat everybody every week and do it in a fairly rapid manner whilst messing around.
Because samurais don't use robots, right?
Well, samurais use many weapons. Cats.
No.
Yeah. I mean, okay. Power Rangers are samurai,
all
right?
The things... Pardon?
A Power Rangers samurai.
Well, I suppose it depends which one, but the Mighty Morphin are, yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the Pizza Cats.
Ooh, it's a shocker.
It shocked me.
Well, you don't want to be a big fuck-off turtle walking around.
No, exactly. I mean, right. One could argue you don't want to be a little stupid cat walking around, but I'm just thinking...
Well, you could just be a cat, can't you? Like, you could hide that a little bit.
Oh, good point. Yeah, but it's going to show up if you're a big fucking turtle walking around.
Yeah,
I'm just going on the how many bits of technology I saw them have. So they've got all those... fancy weapons and robots and things like that. So the turtles don't
Who are you fighting with, your big robots?
I don't care. It'd just be cool to have, right, if I need it. If I'm either a cat or a turtle, I want a big robot to go with me. So I think I'm going to go with a cat. I think it's hard for anyone to go with a turtle at this point. I can't see the pros of going
for a turtle. I thought you'd be the one going for a turtle.
I mean, it's heart and head, right?
They'll tell you little turtle head poking out your shell. I thought you'd like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What's everyone else going for?
Yeah, mine's cat. For the basis that I could be more incognito as a cat.
If you were the cat.
Human sized turtle.
Because they wear clothes, right? Mm. Would you be comfortable stripping off to wander around this world, do you think?
Depends if my lipstick's hanging out.
Exactly.
Would you put your head between your legs and lick your arse like cats do?
I think everybody would, James. Wouldn't they?
Well, yeah.
Would you rather be able to disappear inside of your own shell or lick your own butt? What about you, James?
Disappear in my own shell. I'm actually thinking turtle, in all fairness. What? Turtles are jacked up.
Yeah, but...
Those cats are cats.
Yeah, but just go in gym.
Yeah, that's number two, which I work like hard work. You know me better than that. Better thing to do in my time.
Weirdly, you can't really think of anything less likely to be a ninja than a turtle. I always thought that was quite ironic. Because they're not, like in real life, they're not really known for their rapid movements, are they, and athletic ability, whereas a cat probably is.
Yeah. I look at many cats thinking, you assassin ninja little bastard.
But if any animal were going to kill you in your sleep, I don't think turtle would be very high up that list, would it?
Wait, how big can turtles get? What's the biggest turtle?
A Galapagos.
That's tortoise.
It's the same thing, remember? Oh,
not this conversation.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I'm not sure I'm convinced it's the same thing.
Turtles don't swim underwater in Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, but I think in the real world, turtles do.
No, they don't.
Turtles have got flippers. They haven't got feet.
No. Yeah. Turtles are a type of
tortoise. Americanization of...
It's not
American. I'll say something. We've stayed on topic for an hour.
Yeah, we've done that. Well, yeah. On that note, it's the end of the episode. And James, I know you want to ask everybody to like and review or whatever it is you asked for. What is it again?
It's not me.
Don't worry, I'll just insert the clip in there.
Like, subscribe. Like, subscribe.
I'll delete that and put the clip in there. James saying like and subscribe.
Like, subscribe.
I'll delete that as well.
What?
He said like and subscribe, Ken.
Yeah, I would delete that bit.
Yeah, we've got to take that shit out.
Kane. Kane.
Like, subscribe.
What's our Twitter account?
Yeah, so that's at By The Power Pod. Or you can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at By The Power Pod. Drop us an email at buythepowerpod@gmail.com and visit our website to see all our past episodes and this current one at buythepower.net.
Kane's getting good at that, isn't he? Very professional.
He is, isn't he?
Jamie?
Script.
Would people rather be?
Would you rather? Yeah, so let's go. Let's go for the Twitter. The would you rather be a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle or a little pussycat? If you let us know on Twitter, that'd be great. We're doing really well on Twitter, and we're nearly at 1,000 followers, which is really cool. Ooh, as well. So thank you. So thank you so much for everyone who's followed us. We genuinely appreciate that, guys.
And we have
so,
some fun stuff on Twitter now, so that's good.
Yeah. Mm, definitely.
It's goodbye from me.
What about next week's episode? Are we?
Ooh, good point. It's me. It's me next week, isn't it?
I thought we said we were going to get people to guess.
It's Bez next week.
It's me.
Oh, it is James.
Do you want to announce it, James, or do you want to keep it under your hat?
Well, what do you guys think? I'm happy to announce it.
Yeah, announce it. Get people excited.
I kind of like keeping a surprise, you know.
Why?
I think it's got to be up to James.
Yeah, good point.
All right.
Bez, just do the right thing.
What about if we just do it as a subtle clue?
Ooh.
Ooh.
It's the TV show that introduced me to stuttering.
Bondage.
No subtle clues available. It's Mask.
Well, that's not a fucking clue you've told people.
That's what I said. I literally said it's not going to be a subtle clue. It's Mask.
I'm going to give you a clue. I'm going to give you a clue. We're watching Mask.
Goodbye, everyone. We hope you enjoyed the episode. I'm going to turn these guys off because we could go for another hour like this.
You could never turn me off, Stu.
Wait, do you mean I turn you on?
You're damn right you do.
Oh, baby.
Lipstick. Well, you want a little pepperoni.
Who are you going to call? Wait, Samurai Pizza Gets.
It's bonjour from myself.
Peace from me.
James.
I'm Buzz.
I'm not saying goodbye.
He says like and subscribe.
Put your lipstick away and just say bye.
Bye, everyone.
Like, subscribe, and then.